day after a BSF Jawan was killed on his birthday in Jammu by an unprovoked firing by Pakistan, India hit back late Wednesday night by destroying three Pakistan posts and killing over 10 Rangers. The neighbors hit the headlines again when Pakistan Overseas Office released a new video of Kulbhushan Jadhav where he's seen thanking Pakistan for letting him meet his wife and his mother. However, questions on the authenticity and timing of the video are being alleged by his family members, where they're also saying that the video might just be doctored.
When Cricket South Africa flew in Super Sports Park curator Brian Bloy from Centurion to assist Newland Stadium curator Ivan Flint in preparing the wicket for the opening test between India and South Africa in Cape Town from January 5, the writing was very much on the wall. Faf du Plessis and the boys mean business. Indian skipper Virat Kohli has often spoken about the opening test in a three-game series, setting the tone for the remainder of the series and how it gets very difficult for teams to get back from the dungeons after losing the opening test. Speaking to Cricket Next, a CSA official said that the idea was to create not just a fast wicket, but also one that has sideways movement, as that is one area where the Indian team has failed to adapt in the last couple of years, even as they have done decently in other countries like Australia and New Zealand. Actor Dilip, who was arrested and later released on bail in connection with the sexual assault of a Malayalam actress, posted on social media after a long time. The actor decided to release the first look poster of his next film titled Kumar Sambhavam on Facebook with an elaborate description. He wished his fans a happy new year and thanked them for supporting him in his bad times. He further dedicated the film to those who have created and distorted history. The actor was arrested in July 2017 on the charges of the abduction and sexual assault of a top Malayalam actress. The world's top chipmaker, Intel Corp, on Wednesday confirmed a report about a potential security flaw in its chips that is vulnerable to hacking and promised to fix the bug as soon as possible. Intel said the vulnerability, discovered by a British tech website, is not unique to Intel products.